John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
All right, so the weather's getting nicer. We don't want to confuse you at all, so there's going to be no ho-ho-hoeying going on this morning. Gary Hoey is playing at Havana in New Hope this Saturday. Tickets available through HavanaNewHope.com, and he's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am doing really well. I want you to know how much we're going out of our way to put you on the air this morning because the Sixers are in Boston, and you guys got away with the first game. We were rusty at best. We had 6 days off sitting around watching you guys kind of limp through your first round.
Right.
So it's a lot for us to put you on the air right now, but because you're a dear friend, we'll let it slide.
I know, John. I thank you so much, brother. You know, that's why I moved to New Hampshire, because I don't even want to say I'm from Boston anymore. It's getting me in trouble most of the time.
You know, I never really ask you guitar questions because sometimes they're too much for non-guitarists to understand. Steve.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to ask you a couple of things that most people would understand. What's the most difficult guitar song to play?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting question because some songs are difficult for different reasons. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sometimes, like, you know, to play a fast piece can take a long time. It can be difficult because it's you know, takes a lot of dexterity and a lot of speed. And then there's stuff like that was, for me, at least as a kid, it was difficult to learn, like, is when I learned, like, Little Wing by Hendrix.
Right.
Because it had so many chord voicings and all these different things that you have to play. And my biggest hit was Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Right, right.
Which still to this day, I mean, I have an acoustic guitar here, but, you know, even playing like... You know, it's 176 beats per minute. So that, to me, when you get up to the old, you know, you got to really push the pedal down. And then you get something like Hendrix where you get all that, you know, it's like that. Yeah, all those chords, those take a while.
I never knew you attempted to play with Ozzy when he was looking for a guitarist, and I'm sorry to say, and you lost out to Zakk Wylde?
I did, man. I tried out for Ozzy back in the day in the late 80s, and, you know, I got to tell you, I was a huge Black Sabbath fan growing up. I mean, they were one of my favorite bands, so it was a real dream come true, and I ended up getting, you know, an audition out in L.A., and, you know, I got to tell you, even though I did not get the gig, I think Zakk was, you know, he was like a perfect guy for the gig.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy was, you know, the one that gave me the confidence to think that I could make it as a guitar player, and he said to me in his jumbled, you know, he said, you should move to L.A. And I did, and I found a manager, and I signed with Warner Brothers Records, and, you know, now I've been feeding my kids in rock and roll for 25 years.
Speaking of L.A., there's this thing that we do, and we haven't done it in a while, and we've never done it with you. It's the Fast Five. All right, I'm going to ask you five either-or questions, and you got to pick one or the other.
Okay.
California sun or New Hampshire snow?
Oh, I'll take Cali sun.
Okay. The Ventures or Dick Dale and the Deltones?
Dick Dale's a good friend. I have to go with Dick.
Pedals or plugins?
Pedals all the way.
Clapton or Page?
I'm going Clapton.
All right. Mean Mr. Grinch or Hocus Pocus?
I'm going Hocus Pocus.
Wow. Yeah, well, that one, I mean, that skyrocketed for him in the charts.
So,
yeah.
That was the quickest answering we've ever experienced.
Right. Celtics or Patriots?
I'm going Pat.
Hang up on him. Well.
We already did.
I know.
Yes. Yes.
I know.
Well, Gary Hoey will be at Havana and New Hope this coming Saturday.
I want to remind people, too, it is going to be Cinco de Mayo on Saturday. I can't wait.
I'm so jealous of that as a drummer.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.